Welcome to episode 368 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me tell you what this show is like. It's a lot like 2020. You know, at first we ring in the new year, happy at the positive outlook of a fresh slate. It's clean. And then about 4 days in, it all turns to crap. We got the economy goes to shit. We got a famine. We got hurricanes, earthquakes, pandemics, racist cops. I mean, we got it all. We got World War III. We've got it's
murder hornets.
Murder hornets.
Australia was on fire.
You name it, it's happened in these short 6 months, and that's a lot like us. Welcome to the show. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men responsible for eating raw. Oh, fuck. I wrote that so wrong. Hold on. I'm going to do a live rewrite. Welcome to the show. I'm Jeremy. And with me today are two men who love eating raw bats.
Oh, no.
I'm Batman.
That's how you got the name Batman.
I'm not the crime fighting Batman. I'm bat eating Batman.
And he sounds like that.
My voice is like this because I've gotten the coronavirus four times.
Four times.
No.
Damn.
I'm Kevin, and I'm not getting any of that. I only ate the wing.
I can't stop eating. Oh, the bats.
I can't stop eating. Oh.
I didn't even think about that guy. Bad man.
Real talk, I can picture eating a bat because they're just too cute to me. Like, bats are like puppies with wings. Like, they got like the cutest little faces. Like, I've got no qualms with bats. Bats can live their own lives and I can live mine. I don't think I've even seen a bat in the wild, but I've seen it in, like, I guess flying from trees, but I've never seen one close up. Not in a zoo. You know,
so you've never been to the zoo?
No, okay, not in a zoo. That's in the wild. So,
well, you got to come down to Austin so that way we can take you on the Bridge of Bats.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Let's do it.
Bat Bridge.
Speaking of Bridge of Bats, Mountain Dew Pimp subscribed using Prime. Thank you so much.
I am pretty sure that I'm changing my name on all gaming systems to now Mountain Dew Pimp.
It's taken.
Yeah, as I say, it's taken on all platforms by Mountain Dew Pimp, originator.
But I'm going to pay to knock that name off. Like, he's not going to own it anymore. A lump sum amount.
69.
That's also what you said about 8bitgeek.com. And yet...
5 years later.
And yet.
Way to rain on the parade. It's great to be back with you, Doug.
Send him another message like we didn't talk to him before and be like, hey, we're interested in
buying that website. That would be the best.
It's like start over.
Yeah. Hey, so we're a podcast and we would really love to buy your domain from you.
Domain.
What is it? Can we have it? What's the price?
Yeah.
And he's like, I thought you said we weren't doing this anymore. This is my first time reaching out to you. I'm new here.
Yeah.
Do that.
I'm the new intern.
I'm the new intern. Exactly.
I'm just going to make a new email daily and send him an email until he just gives in. Fine. Take it. So.
Amazing. And then we want the chili recipe, though, too.
Yeah, that
comes
with it.
Because you never posted that, so. We want it.
We've been waiting 5 years.
Listen, this is our first episode back. Last week, as you guys know, we took the week off. We posted a podcast blackout. We talked about Black Lives Matter. That got a lot more positive reactions than negative. I thought that we would be contacted, but negative comments, but thankfully everybody was awesome and we got some really positive notes saying, like, we're I'm so happy to see you guys back. This it's good to see that a podcast, even though it's not your thing, you're still supporting it. you know, we love you guys. Thank you for making this issue known and not being afraid to talk about it. So I'm happy with that. I'm so glad that we decided to do that. I owe that to Doug because, you know, I was on the side of like, well, maybe we shouldn't get involved. Like, I don't know if it's our place. And Doug pushed it to say, like, the fuck it isn't. We got a voice. We got to use it. So yep.
Silence is compliance.
Yeah. So I'm glad that we did it. And
Is that what it is? Is that what silence leads to violence? What's the cranberry lyrics?
Wait, is silence
another head hangs low? Wait, now I'm just going to the zombie. Never mind.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only silence song anybody knows.
Not
well,
defiance.
Silence is complicity.
Complicity. There you go. Compliance. Yeah.
Hey, silence is compliance.
I've been QAing way too much shit to where I'm talking about compliance now. God, it's in my vocabulary now. Sorry about that.
So we will say that we wanted to come back this week, and you know, we could have taken another week off and you know, just kind of see where things were at, but we did want to give you guys some joy and some happiness. Plus, things are moving in a positive direction. You know, the Black Lives Movement is gaining more steam every day. There's more people doing peaceful protests out there. We've weeded out all the assholes who are causing riots and shit like that. I think that part is essentially over, which I'm happy for. So
hopefully,
so keep it up. Keep getting out there, doing your thing, joining in. If you can't, like me, I can't go to I can't go and protest because of my high risk status, but I have donated. I've donated to a couple causes. So I say do that as well, you know, and still get involved. Don't forget about it. Once you forget about it, it gets out of your mind and you're like, all right, time to move on. And it's definitely not time to move on. So stick at it. Stick with it, people.
Yeah. If you're able to donate, please do. If you're able to even just spread the word, if you feel like you have some kind of voice in this world, use it for good. You know, I mean, obviously, we're not here to tell you what to do. We're just giving suggestions. But
yes,
I mean, it's for
we
real,
are.
Though. Yeah, I mean, well, no. If you have, you mean that, and once again, Doug brought that up to us. You know, we have a platform; we have to use it. You know, we'd be stupid enough of us not to. So, I mean, if you have some kind of platform, if you're listening to us out there and you're more famous than we are, which is probably 90% of you, please use your voice for positivity. Use your voice for a positive change. There's a lot that's happened in this country in a week, but look how much has got done in a week. I mean, it's just like there's finally conversations about police reform in the fact of defunding police departments in the way of getting the community more involved and in basically getting everyone not having the community or not having police show up for a car accident or not having police show up for the most minute things to escalate a situation. Let it be handled by neighborhoods or by special people, you know, like special units, I guess. But I mean, it's just something that it's a positive change and just keep it going. And like I said, if you feel the same way as we do, help somebody out, you know, help as many people as you can. Cause we're all in this together.
That's right. And I will say this. You know, I thought about coming out and being like, oh, I'm sorry if we offended anybody. I don't give a shit. If we offended you, good. In the words of Eminem.
we talked about it a little bit last night because we did have like one piece of like kind of, I guess, negative feedback, but it was whatever. And, you know, we were like, okay, I think we said it either on the diner or the show last week where it's like, if you're offended by this and you don't want to listen to us anymore, bye. Like, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Like, good riddance, bye-bye, don't need you, it's fine. Like, you know, it's fine if our opinions don't align, and if you are going to be offended enough that you are like, oh, I'm not going to listen to you anymore, okay.
Mm-hmm. And
that's fine.
And
bye.
I get that what we do is to talk about a certain subject, and but when a certain subject is kind of taken over by something else, it's hard not to talk about it and not to address it and not to, you know, this is the 2020 will go down as a crazy year for a lot of things. And 2020 is a very political year, no matter what genre you're associated with, it's intertwining with our lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, our liberties and are on the line here like never before. And I think it's important to point that out. And it's not the fact that we always jump in to talk about politics and or things like that. It just is what it is. Like, it's affecting everything. It's affecting your broadband. It's affecting the games that get made. It's affecting your life, the money that you spend on the video games and movies. I mean, the coronavirus has killed us talking about movies. Like, what the fuck else are we going to, you know, it's going to be in our lives. So I don't apologize for it. I don't. And it's going to continue to be that way probably for the rest of the year. Now, you can still get enjoyment out of this, and we don't always have to agree. Like, you could be a Republican, and that's fine. You know, like, I'm not mad at you for you being that way or whatnot, and we don't have to agree. You know, just hate Doug when he goes on a rant. That's all, not me.
That's fine. Your hate feeds me. Feed me. Yeah, and also just to clarify, if I say like, oh, I hope they all die, which I often do when I'm just going off on a rant, I don't literally mean you.
Like, he means the people who are
I've had that feedback where it's like, man, he really went off, and he, you know, he said we wanted all of us to die, and you know, I don't know how I feel about that. Motherfucker, I wasn't talking about you. Like, talking about Mitch McConnell specifically.
The bad guy.
Well, lawyer up.
Well, I was just when I said I wanted him to catch coronavirus because they were treating it like it wasn't real. And he didn't. And now we have over 110,000 Americans dead because the administration didn't take this shit seriously. So I wish he'd caught it. And I have and if the Secret Service wants to show up, it's cool. I know my rights.
Doug, we said no rant tonight. Okay.
No, we didn't. But I'm just saying, know that when I say that, I don't mean you guys. Unless you do something to piss me off, and then I do mean you. But most of the time, I don't.
Yeah, I've been on that list a couple times.
I've been on that list a lot.
Mm-hmm. Can we refer to him as the turtle? Yes.
Mo says 1920s was the roaring 20s. 2020 is the screaming 20s. Mm-hmm.
So with that, I will say, let's get into the show, and we'll have a good time tonight, and we'll hopefully make you laugh a couple times. We've got some fun stuff planned, and we actually have a lot of news to talk about, so that'll be cool. But if you want to connect to us and with us and in us, hop on over to our website at www.the8bitgeek.com. We have some links over there for, hold on. I had a cough. We have some links over there, like the link over to 8-Bit Saga. So you can check out that podcast as well as our Discord if you want to jump in and chat with us. So that's a lot of fun. We have a great community over there. It grows every day. It shrinks sometimes, but then grows again. It's ever fluctuating, so come on over and say hi, be a part of the fun. We also have a Patreon if you're interested. For as little as $5 a month, you can donate to us and donate to the cause, and help us get new equipment, help us get to more listeners, and we'll give you some pretty cool content. And right now we're giving you 5 days a week of podcasts. We do a show called The Diner. It's pretty cool. So if you want to give to that, you can. If not, this show will always be free. So enjoy. With that, I want to say thanks to all the patrons that do give. And Doug is going to read your names off in a very spiffy accent this month, he said. Take it away,
all
Doug.
All right, here we go.
Oh, no.
Yes.
We've got Benny and Brett and Brutal Moose and Carl and Caleb and David and Doug's favorite, Brett. And Dr. Chef Boyardee and Dr. Roxo and Draven Holt and Ed. Doctors. What?
A lot of doctors.
Yeah, a lot of doctors. And Ed and Eric and Floor Salami. It's kind of gotten to like an Australian kind of thing.
Yeah, I like
that's
how you
really
know
what happened. You started with that.
And I like that you keep
just
saying.
Going around the world.
I like that you keep saying and after every name, too.
and Floor Salami and Hall and Jeremy
Shout
and
out.
Jonathan and Joshy and June and Kev Makes Me Hard.
Yeah. Shout out.
Don't steal my shout out.
Take what I can get.
What?
And Kevin's son, Common.
Hi, son. Earmuffs.
And Crassy and Lawrence and Leonard and Link and Lucy and Mandatory Username and Manuel and Not Chad and Peter and, oh, what? Potenko Prime.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And Rachel and Random and Rex and Robert and Robert. That's the star. That's the Star Citizen with the bad word in it that I can't say.
Ah,
it's the C word. It's the C word. It's cherry. I guess cherry. So, oh, I can't believe you just made me say that on air.
Sorry.
And okay, I'm done. And Ryan and Stevie, the Majestic Goose, Totally Not a Spy, Travis, Tyler, Wheatley, Windress. Who the fuck is Kenny and Zaylin?
Who is he?
Who the fuck is Kenny?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Haven't figured them out yet. All right, let's get into Amazon Adventures, where we like to bring you reviews from Amazon, brought to you by Amazon, not a sponsor. Doug, what do you got for us today?
I've got a Flash Magic Sponge.
Nice. Okay.
All right.
It was the best product I've ever bought. 5 stars.
Ooh.
Let's see. I'm trying to see if it was a verified purchase.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I had make a tragic mistake during a drinking game of Truth or Dare when sharing a rented flat.
Oh, okay.
My dare was to draw a giant penis on a refrigerator.
Okay.
Not a problem, I thought. I have a whiteboard pen. It will wipe straight off after my friends leave. No one will ever know. So I drew my phallic masterpiece with gay abandon and waited until they left to wipe it off. Except it wouldn't budge.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I tried antibacterial wipes, bleach, even straight up alcohol. Nothing worked. Then I saw these on Amazon. I only had a day until my flatmates were back, so it was a race against time. I ordered the Flash Magic Sponges using my Prime delivery, and the moment they arrived, mere hours later, way to go Prime, I got to work. And it came straight off, barely any effort required. I have no idea what is in these, but I actually think it might be magic. My flatmates came home 15 minutes later, or were none the wiser. Thank you, Magic Sponge, for saving my butt from an embarrassing situation. P.S. Never draw a penis on a fridge with a whiteboard pen.
Because it does not come off.
Only 2 people have found this helpful.
Well, those 2 people were caught in the same situation.
They're like, oh, shit. Oh, thank God.
Yeah. All right. Mine is a review for baby food. Sprouts Organic Stage 3 Baby Food Pouches. This is from Anna. And she gives it 2 stars. Only half worthwhile. It is a verified purchase, and the flavor is the Variety Beef Chicken Pack. Pack of 12. I ordered this because my 23-year-old cat had become terribly picky in his doddering old age. I even tried making homemade baby food from fresh ingredients.
Aww.
All he'll eat now is store-bought baby food. So I look for food with as much meat as possible. Almost impossible to find anymore. My senior cat seems to like chicken-flavored food, but not even my other 3 younger cats would eat whatever is in the beef-flavored food. So I wound up paying twice as much for half the food. Not at all good value.
23, that cat is older than some of our listeners.
That's insane. Honestly, I didn't know cats can live that long. That's insane.
Honestly, I didn't know cats would eat baby food.
Oh, cats will eat anything. They don't give a fuck.
That's not true. Obviously,
I mean,
it's
they're
not
like a step above dogs, though. Dogs eat literal shit. But like cats, pretty much, you could give them anything that's like
obviously not from what Anna's saying.
Guess not. Yeah.
According to Guinness Book of World Records, the oldest living cat was born in 1967 and died in 2005.
Holy fuck.
Wow, that makes that cat 48.
That cat had a fucking pension. Holy shit.
And I guess the oldest current living cat is 27-year-old Tiffany 2 and from San Diego, born in 1988.
Wow. What happened to Tiffany 1? Well, I don't want to know.
This is an article. That's probably not today. So, hold on. Obviously not. Oh, wait. Wait, but what's new? This corduroy is crowned the oldest living cat. Well, how old are you?
Corduroy? Oh, I bet the skin's like corduroy if it's older. Yeah.
Hey.
She ate her predecessor, Chubby says. That's one way to go. Okay, so that's what Betty White's doing.
So Tiffany, God, this is from 2015, so I don't even know if this is even accurate anymore. Tiffany 2 died, and then Corduroy took over in 2015. And so Tiffany 2 lived to be 27 years, 2 months, and 20 days. Corduroy was born in 1989, so that cat would be like 21 now. 31 now. 31?
Holy shit. A 30-year-old cat. I'd be pissed. Like, if I got a cat, like, as a rescue, like, if Sarah lived to be, like, fucking 30, I'd be livid. Because we got her at 11, and I love her to death, but
she's due for a death.
Dude, yeah. She's, like, 14 at this point, and I'm, like, every day, I'm, like, okay, cool, she's still here. But, man, like, to live, like, 14 more years? Nah, that ain't on the contract, playa.
So, yeah, the oldest cat ever, his name is Cream Puff, who was born in 1967, lived until 2005. 38 years and 3 days is how old that cat was.
I was only off by 10 years.
I wonder if it was the same owner. Like that, like at that point.
That cat was like, the owners were like, no, I can't do this. They died before the cat did.
I was going to say, like, the cat might outlive the owner. Who knows? That's insane. But you know what also is insane? The Razor Viper Mini, you guys.
Kev, I may have given this
corduroy one. Died. There's another oldest living cat. This is May 2016.
We've got to get away from this cat thing.
Yeah. Wait, corduroy's dead too?
Yeah. And then there's another one after that. 24-year-old Poppy is now the new world record holder.
Oh, born Poppy!
Born in February of 90.
Stay tuned, Jesus, everyone, because the 8-Bit Geek, we're releasing our cat podcast later this month.
It's called Old Cat Calendar.
We discuss all the old cats and their histories.
These old cats.
It's called These Old Cats.
I'd fucking do a podcast for that. Look at these old ass cats.
First episode, we're going to be talking about Poppy. We're jungle Poppy.
Poppy's dead.
Holy shit, what if we did like a 30 for 30, but for cats, for old ass cats?
30 for like, 30.
Yeah, it'd be like, oh yeah, Fifi, she was a bad bitch.
There was one a couple years ago. His name was Scooter, and he's from Mansfield, Texas. It's right down the road.
Yeah.
He's 30 years old. I'm guessing he's dead now. This is 2016.
So yeah, 2016 took a lot from us. So
Guinness, just tell me who the oldest goddamn cat is now.
Yeah, is there like a, are they really working up to it? Is it a paywall?
Here we go. I think I got it. No, wait.
Rubble is a cat. He's a
Maine Coon
type cat. Achieved the age of 31 in May 2019, and is as of 3 January 2020 the world's oldest verified living cat. He has not died yet.
That we know of. He may not have died of corona. Since we know that corona can get into cats.
Woo! Come on, Rubble. Come on, Rubble.
Don't do this to us, corona.
Man.
Don't take our cat. You already took Harambe. Wait, they didn't take Harambe, but, you know, Harambe's gone.
This cat was born in England and remains there to this day. So the cat has not traveled the world. That's sad.
Why not?
It was on his bucket list.
Mm-hmm. He's a lovely cat.
Spend 30 days in the same place.
This is a quote. Rubble suffers from high blood pressure, so he needs regular medication. Oh, shit's going downhill.
Big mood, bro. Big mood, rubble.
Anyway,
we'll take the same amount of. We have the same prescription, really.
Well, that's this week's episode of 8 Cat Geek. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Hey, all you cool cats!
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens! I just got awarded Joe Exotic's tiger thing in Oklahoma. They're now mine. That's true. That happened this week.
Yep. And
what? No, I didn't hear this. Did she have, like, did he sell it to her or what?
No.
Nope. The judge awarded her the tigers and I think the property. I think all of it.
It was how the will was forged, but they can't do anything because of limit of what's
statute of limitation?
Yeah, statute of limitation.
Wait. Okay. That. But how would they get the place in Oklahoma though?
Then that's where his shit is, isn't it? Wait. What will was forged?
Yeah, because the will for her husband that she killed was forged, allegedly. I don't want to get sued. But that...
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe that's what was... It was verified as being forged. Maybe it wasn't...
Yeah, they verified that was forged. Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what... Yeah, I didn't hear anything about her getting kind of some land
but
in Oklahoma.
But she got land in Oklahoma, yeah.
Wait, she did. Americans. Unless she bought it from that fucking creepy biker dude that fucking bought, you know, like, that got it from Joe Exotic.
Oh. Yeah, Judge gives Carol Baskin the Tiger King Zoo. This is New York Times. This was June 2nd.
It's on
the same day. Star Carol Baskin's husband was a forgery that happened the same fucking day. What a week! What a week!
And now Don Lewis's daughter is seeking justice over allegedly forged will. Woo, yeah, Carol Baskin!
Get your money.
The day of reckoning's coming, baby.
Yeah, she murdered that motherfucker.
Allegedly.
Wait, can we
allegedly
finish?
She did.
Guys, can we finish Amazon Adventures, please?
Oh yeah, that's still going on. Yeah.
Oh. Well, hurry up and read yours, Kev. It's real short. We can go talk back.
Let me tell you about the Razer Viper Mini. My name is Jaden this week, or this is coming from Jaden, and it's one star because this thing is not wireless. Mm-hmm. Now it's a verified purchase. The size is mouse style Viper wire.
Yeah.
Wait, so it says in the style it's wired.
Yep.
When I cut off the cord to make it wireless, didn't work. Don't buy this. Somehow 86 people found that helpful. I mean, he technically has a wireless mouse at that point.
Yeah.
Well, function. Yeah,
well, I mean, technically it works.
Yeah.
It just doesn't connect. That's all. You can still put it on you still put it on the desk and it'll move.
Yeah, you ordered a wireless mouse, not a working mouse.
Well, technically, you ordered a wired mouse.
there you go.
Oh, man, when are we going to get wireless toasters, right? Chutfu asks, it worked for his toaster. Man, that's something that I think we really start needing to get is that wireless fucking power, right? Like, come on, who doesn't need to move a toaster every day?
See, wireless power.
Yeah,
wireless. Bring the power through the skies.
Those are called batteries.
One of my favorites, and I got my hopes up for a little bit, but then I realized it was an Onion article. There was one guy spraying his lawn, and they say it says like something like Lowe's finally releases Bluetooth sprayer or whatever, like garden hose, and it's just the end of the garden hose, and it's spraying water. It's like, man, I low-key want that in real life. Think of how cool it'd be to have a wireless, a hoseless hose.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. All right, let's get into some news, which we've got some pretty big news. One being that AMC, one of the biggest theater chains in America, doubts that they can stay in business. And they said that the 2020 U.S. box office revenue likely to drop over 50%. And so that is something I was not expecting to hear, especially from AMC.
Mm-hmm.
So, although, I mean, they have AMC came out and said that they have a cash balance of just $718 million. And that was after they raised $500 million from a private debt offering, a.k.a. the government. I don't know that to be true. I just figured that's where it came from.
All they gotta do is sell like three buckets of popcorn or three combos, and they'll be making that money.
They'll be back in business. But yeah, I mean, they could liquidate, right?
Jesus Christ, they're looking at a loss of somewhere between 2.1 and 2.4 billion in the first quarter. Fucking A.
Yeah. This is bad news for both big chains and for small chains as well. This would kill most theaters. I would think that they would have more cash on hand than that. But fuck, I guess having all those theaters, it really is you're essentially just making pennies off of this business.
Yeah.
Yeah, your money doesn't come from necessarily the ticket sales as much as it does the concessions. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have bodies in the theater and they're not watching movies, then you're not making money.
Yeah. So they're saying that it's looking like they're going to have a closure of hundreds of screens around the nation if they go out of business, considering the fact that also China is looking to permanently close roughly 5,000 venues, equaling 28,000 screens. I don't think that this is what we would say the death of the movie theater, but there's definitely going to be some new players emerging, because if AMC goes down, first of all, somebody is probably going to come by and buy them. You know, like, I wouldn't be surprised if
Regal Cinemas,
fucking Amazon theaters,
Netflix can finally open their theaters.
Well, we have a news story about that, Kev.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough,
I didn't read ahead.
But an entire chain, I mean, that would just buy them up. You don't have to rename it; it's all there, and continue on. And I'm sure that'll probably happen. Some shit like that, but you know, it sucks, man. With that, 90% of U.S. theaters are expected to be open by July when Tenet comes out. So, here's the other issue: will people go back to the theaters? And the answer is probably
probably,
because after you see what all these other retailers are looking like,
exactly.
People don't give a shit. So, I think it'll be...
It's back to normal in Kansas City, I'll tell you that. No one's fucking quarantining. So, I mean, yeah, I believe if these theaters are open, you're still going to have people fill them up. It's not going to be healthy, but that's the price you fucking pay. Mm-hmm.
Just crazy to me. This is really, really crazy. With that, Netflix has closed its deal to buy the Hollywood's historic Egyptian Theater. So now they have a theater, which means all of their films will be eligible for an Oscar.
Yep, because they will show them there first.
Mm-hmm.
Probably give them a week or 1 to 3 weeks, whatever the requirement is of theater time. And then, boom. That's all you need.
Fuck,
that'd be cool. They can like have their own like Netflix premieres there too, and have like, mm-hmm. you know, like the Hollywood walkthroughs. Like, you know, that'd be cool.
Dude, probably will. How crazy would it be if Netflix did purchase AMC?
I mean, who says they can't? I mean, let's be real. I know. They've got a ton of money.
I'm just saying, how crazy would that be? The fact that it's like the movie industry hates them for what they're doing, but then all of a sudden they've got the industry by the fucking balls.
I think that's what's about to happen. I mean, especially if all these theaters and stuff, I mean, I think it was so interesting, you know, that all these theaters are like, oh man, we're going to go out of business. And it was like, yeah. And y'all tried to fucking blackmail the studios a couple months ago saying like, if you don't give me your movies to show in my theaters, then we're not going to show any of your movies in our theaters. Like, fuck your stupid exclusive release. Like, I have a feeling that some of these studios are gonna be like, what now, bitch? You want some money?
What you want?
Yeah.
Like, you need some help?
You need some help? Yeah. I mean, it's very interesting. Like, okay, hey, we'll help you guys out of this situation. But realize we are also going to be releasing these on demand. So
it is it's definitely going to change. The whole landscape of movies will change because of the coronavirus. Nothing will stay the same. I obviously will still get the big movies in the theaters, because that is an instant $1 billion. Blockbusters won't change that much. But I do think that instead of waiting, maybe they go, okay, their initial run of 10 weeks in the theater or 12 weeks in the theater, and then they instantly go, all right, well, let's release it. Instead of this whole waiting game, I think that they just...
a six-month bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that they instantly go for the money right away and just do it. So, let's see. What else we got to talk about? Oh, yes. while we took a week off, HBO Max released, and it did release. And I guess it's fine, but there's so much confusion with this fucking app and this program. It's ridiculous. It's not out. They don't offer it on all platforms. They didn't like consolidate all of their streaming apps into one because of this. So there's still HBO, HBO Go, HBO Now, and HBO Max. Get the fuck out of here.
Thing?
No. HBO Now is if you have a subscription to HBO, so you get to use HBO Now, the app. But if you have HBO Go, that's if you don't have a subscription to HBO.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like this because it's like it brings back. It's like, all right, bring out the Anthem release charts.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're just going to go down the comparisons of like what they have and what they don't
exactly
have.
What it's like. And also, that's not, I mean, that's... The DC streaming service also still exists, which, so like, you know, Doom Patrol season 2 will be on HBO Max and DC streaming service, or the Warner Brothers streaming service, or whatever the fuck it's called, because they're still two separate fucking things. And it's like, just
put together. They should have just put it all together.
Put it together. Like, I don't understand.
What is the point? And then also when you call it Max, you instantly think of Cinemax, right? I instantly go, oh, so this is HBO and Cinemax.
Cool.
Okay,
where's
so
that Cinemax After Dark section?
I just, you know what? Just follow the leader and call it HBO Plus. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, you know they try that, I'm sure, and Disney'd be like,
Well, they haven't done it to Ubisoft yet.
Game, yeah, it's different.
Well, yeah, Apple TV Plus is a thing. But they also have a relationship with Disney.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you try to go against you try to go against Apple, you know. So, I mean, especially when they're so closely tied together.
And then get this, I'm pretty sure that this is illegal, but then AT&T, who owns HBO and Warner Brothers, said, hey, anybody who has AT&T, HBO Max will not count against your data cap.
Okay. I mean, T-Mobile does weird shit like that too, though.
But they also, T-Mobile doesn't own the streaming services as well. It's just it's so confusing. It's so messed up. Whoever was in those meetings and who put this together, it's just shit. It's just shit. God. Dumbasses. All right. So this story I actually hate. We have this new Matt Reeves Batman coming out, right? And which I'm super excited for. Everything looks fucking awesome that's going along with it. And but there's also now rumors that a new Joker is being introduced in the Batman Matt Reeves trilogy.
Yep.
Why? You know, I did some research today while reading this story. There are over 100 villains in the Batman universe, which is nearing 800 is if my calculations are correct from the Batman wiki verse. Mm-hmm. 800 characters to choose from, and we keep going back to Joker. I understand that he's very compelling and probably the best villain.
What you're saying essentially is equivalent to being like, listen, I love Star Wars, but why do we have to constantly have Vader? Because he fucking sells.
Yes, he does. But you know who else sells? A B-level comic book hero who was never meant to be anything, called Iron Man. And if you can take characters like that and make them special, and you can take characters that nobody thought would make money, aka when Guardians of the Galaxy was announced, we went, who?
Yeah. even in the trailer, they were like, who?
Like, if you can take these characters, make them compelling and great, then I think that you have no issue digging up some of these other villains to showcase in these movies and not have to always lean on Joker. I know that he is an awesome character. I love seeing the Joker. But at some point I would like to see maybe someone else. Like, I would have loved to see Josh Gad as the Penguin. You know, I would love to see them bring back even Riddler, you know, just shit that would be fun for the universe. Have them do instead of the same old, same old. I mean, I'm still going to go watch it and I'm still going to love it. And in a year from now, I'm going to be like, oh my God, guys, that Joker was sick.
He's up there.
Yeah, he's up there. We're going to have these talks and everything. But at the same time, I would love to see some fleshed out villains.
Yeah, it's the same thing like Superman. I mean, it's always going to be Lex Luthor. He's always going to be a bad guy in a Superman movie. Joker's always going to be a bad guy in a Batman movie because he is the he's the polar opposite of Batman. He is his exact like opposite.
Yeah.
But that's the problem with the DC movies. They don't branch out. They don't introduce enough villains. They only introduce like one, while Marvel's introducing and setting up all these sub-stories and all this stuff that's going to play out like two movies later, while DC's like, let's just get through this one.
Now, to be fair, Marvel has had some really shitty villains throughout the throughout the MCU.
Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3, Thor Dark World, Thor 1.
So there's been some bad ones. Let's not. And to be fair, there was one main villain for 10 years, which, you know, which was
but fun. He was slowly revealed. He didn't show up in every movie that was like, hello.
Hello.
Here's your daily reminder. You know,
it's the Joker, baby.
My name is Thanos. I want the gauntlet.
that's my Joker. That's the next Joker I want.
Not so amazing are you, Spider-Man. I turned you to dust.
I want him to bring back the 60s style Joker.
Two snaps movie. Thanos.
You'll never Hell get yeah. me, Batman.
The Cesar Romero Joker.
Yeah, I love that Cesar Romero. They hired him to be the Joker, and they're like, hey, bud, we need you to shave that mustache. And he said, fuck you will. We're just going to paint over that bitch. Like, I don't give a fuck about this role.
Mm-hmm.
I always wondered as a kid, I was like, does he have a mustache under that makeup?
He sure as shit did. Paint over it.
Mm-hmm.
Who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck. This is stupid. This is just a paycheck for me. Just paint over it. I ain't fucking shaving shit.
And then they were like, okay, you're the boss. Yeah.
And he killed it. Everyone loves Cesar Romero's Joker.
I'm telling you, that's what I want to see. I want to see a 66 revision of Batman.
Jerry was just saying, yeah. That'd be awesome.
I mean, like, in its entirety.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
God, I mean,
they tried to do that with Batman and Robin, kind of. I mean, it had the kookiness of it, you know, and they were throwing like coconut effects and sounds like that, you know, like they tried, but it was just, it was a bad
Yeah, but
movie.
You can't go dark and serious and have campy and fun in it at the same time.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. I would love to. Yeah, I think we're all on board for a 66 like remake. You'd I mean, we to... got the cartoon. That was the closest we're going to get. Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go back and they did. I have them on my Plex. They have the 4K restoration of the 66 TV show and it looks phenomenal.
I bet.
Yeah,
man. Especially right. when the like animations pop up like POW and stuff. I bet that looks really cool.
Mm-hmm. Zack Snyder has come out and said, hey guys, remember that big old ugly orange sky in the movie at the end in the third act? That's
I mean yes.
Zack's talking to you guys.
Oh,
he was talking to us.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Snyder.
It's not going to be there anymore. We're getting rid of it.
Okay.
And there went their $20 million budget.
I think that's just like, that's got to be just a filter effect, right?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Just like turn it off. Bloop.
There went their $20 million.
There went their $20 million. All right, guys, let's turn it off. Okay. That'll be 10.
Oh God.
That'll be $10 million, please.
We have to render this and God.
All right, that's it.
I'm sure they're gonna redo a lot of visual effects.
Oh yeah, they're gonna.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into some gaming news. And if you guys didn't know by now, Sony and Microsoft delayed their showings of all their new games and other things a week. Well, okay, they delayed them without a date, but now we have dates. Sony is going to be doing their event this Thursday, and so you're going to be able to see a lot of first party titles, as well as third party, for the PS5. I guess we're not going to get hardware at this time because there's rumors saying that the hardware is still not finalized as well. They're still trying to figure it out. That's the rumor right now. They want a flat console again, but they're having so many heat issues. They don't want to do like a PC configuration like Xbox had to do. So they're still trying to figure that out. And that's the big rumor right now as to why we don't see hardware at this time.
I thought they did a reveal already with like that.
That was a concept. Official? It was a concept.
Oh.
They have, I mean, the stuff that you've seen that looks like a big U, that is the, that's the fucking, what's it called? The devs have the dev kit. Oh yeah. The dev kit.
You know, that kit that the devs have,
what do they call it? It's a dev kit, right?
What's the number of 911 again?
I know there's two ones in there somewhere.
It's 311.
No, that's information. No, that's 411. So we got the PS5 event coming up. I'm very excited for that. I can't wait to see what things are going to look like. Now, this is going to probably confirm the fact that I will not be picking up The Last of Us 2 on the PS4. Because once they show off this shit on the PS5, it's going to be game over. And I'm going to be like, I can't play it on the PS4. Are you crazy?
Yeah, unless they do something like they did for what Xbox is doing.
Well, you know? No, I don't. I mean, that's fine if they do free upgrades for that. Mm-hmm. But I just don't want to play it. I want to play it in the best looking system. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So. I hear you on that. I mean, I'm on board with you on that. I could wait the extra couple of months, too. But God, man, good luck avoiding spoilers, because you know that's going to hit and everyone's going to be like, oh man, I can't believe that time when, you know.
Can you imagine though if they announce all these first party titles on PC as well?
Like, I would love
it. If they do it, I'm like, I don't need a console anymore. Mm-hmm. This is awesome. That's right. Because obviously Sony has committed to putting out titles on PC. We have MLB The Show coming out next season.
Yep.
And then also we have Zero.
God of War. We have Horizon.
Huh? God of War. And then what else?
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Horizon Zero Dawn. Which, so
both of those games are going to look stunning. Doug, if you thought Red Dead Redemption looked good in PC, think of how cool God of War and Horizon are going to look.
Right.
Oof.
So those titles come into the PC as well. So I would. The problem is I know that they're not going to be day one releases on PC like they are the Xbox. Like with Xbox, the next Xbox, every first title, even now, every first title or first party title releases Xbox and PC the same day. But I know that the Sony's not going to probably do that because they're going to be like that bullshit aware is like, well, you got to wait 6 months and then it'll come to PC. Mm-hmm.
I don't think so for baseball, at least, thankfully.
No, not for baseball.
Because that's going to, you know, it's a timed, you know, like a seasonal start.
Yeah, but for first party, they want to sell consoles, so they're not gonna cut their own fucking legs off, you know?
Yeah.
Speaking about these events, Xbox has pushed their event all the way back to August, which is really crazy. I don't know why, but, I mean, they... Xboxing Day is dropping all the way back to August. I guess I have the answer right in front of me.
Yeah.
They said that they may do something else in June, but they wanted to reschedule to not be caught off guard by Sony, and they wanted to wait to see what they were doing out the gate first.
Holding their hand.
Yeah. You first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your price?
You show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's why they're waiting till August. So if they get fucked over in June, they have till August to like make a better like highlight reel or something.
I'd be waiting too, because of what happened last generation. They announced that fucking expensive ass console, and they screwed up the launch of everything. I'd be waiting too. I'd be like, well, let's just see what they what price they're going to release at, and then we'll undercut them. No big deal.
Seriously.
Yep.
This is pretty cool. Riot Games is teaming up. Riot Games Team Up. They're going to offer mental health support to players in crisis via text. So they've Riot Games has partnered with Crisis Text Line and to offer free confidential support for gamers facing mental health crisis.
And, great.
This is the latest initiative by the League of Legends developer to support the well-being of their gaming community. This is awesome. I like to hear about stuff like that. It's important, you know. People definitely use gaming as an escape, and sometimes it is an escape from your own mind, and sometimes it's we have to face the challenges that that cripple us, and we got to face them head on. And I think it's great that a game company comes forward and says, listen, you know, we all need help, and so let us help you. And I think that will push a lot of people to get support.
Agreed.
And good on Riot Games. I mean, they've been coming under a lot of scrutiny lately, you know, with a lot of the sexual harassment lawsuits that were going on and everything. I mean, it's good that they're kind of like, it's good to see them some positive light in the news too.
Mm-hmm. It's good shit. Good shit. EA has officially come back to Steam. They've released it. That's a word. It's in the dictionary.
It's in the Pictionary.
There's a box, like a Pictionary box that he wrote in there, and he wrote that in there. So it's in a Pictionary box. His story holds up.
They've launched their first wave of games onto Steam. 25 plus EA games are on there now. You can get classics and newer titles as well. And they will be bringing EA Access to Steam this summer, which, if you don't know what EA Access is, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet for $5 a month. You can have all their games.
Is it $5?
Well, it is $5 for... They offer a five... Okay, so here's the messed up part.
Because it's Access, but then there's the Premiere, right?
Right.
On exactly. PC, there's Access and Premiere. On console, there's just Access. So on console, it's $5 a month and you get it all. On PC, it's $14.99 and you get it all. On Access on PC... you get select titles.
Yeah.
So there you go. So I don't know if they're going to offer Premiere as well. They probably will on Steam, yeah. But you know.
And EA Play has been pushed back until June 18th. So it was supposed to be June 11th, but it looks like they may have pushed it back. Cause if that's when, isn't that when Sony's is now?
They push it back to when?
No, Sony's June 8th.
Sony is June.
June 11th. Okay. Yeah. That's when EA's was supposed to be, and they pushed theirs back to June 18th. It was supposed to be June 11th, and it got pushed back to June 18th.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they were like, no, you can't be on the same day as us. Get out of here.
Well, they're probably like, hey, let's go ahead and just postpone this, because who knows what the world's going to be like next week. And then Sony was like, cool, we'll take that day.
Yeah. God. Sony was like,
and no, booked.
We're
and
good. Like, we're good.
All right. Well, we'll go next week. It's fine.
It sounds like EA, HBO hired the dudes from EA when naming this shit and doing multiple tiers. They all got together and they're like, all right, so here's what we got to do.
Okay. So what you want is you want your HBO Go, not to be confused with your HBO Now.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you really want access, you want the HBO Max. Now, if you have HBO Go or Now, you don't have HBO Max. But if you have HBO Now, you have HBO Max.
But if you have a subscription to HBO, you have HBO Now, but not HBO Go or HBO Max. But if you're an AT&T customer with a subscription to HBO, then you have HBO Max and no data cap.
And if you have Warner Bros. streaming service, well, you're just a fucking idiot. Just move over to HBO Max. All of our shows are going to be there too.
And then
we have this very easy to follow flow chart. If you'll look over here, it's 30 pages long.
And then EA looked at it and was like, ours is 60 pages long. Let's go with this.
Yeah, this makes sense.
If you guys didn't know, there's a game from Amazon called Crucible, and it got released. It was supposed to be a heavy hitter in the hero class of shooters, and it did not launch well. It did not get reviewed well, and I guess the game is broken some places and stuff like that. So they are removing two of its modes, and preseason will be extended indefinitely until they can fix the game.
Good on them for actually doing this before it even like kicked off. Like, this is still kind of beta, right, with this preseason?
It was supposed to be preseason for a month. I guess technically it's there to test everything out. But yeah.
It's good they ran into this before the full release.
Is fully released.
Okay, before, you know what I mean.
No, the only reason that they call it a preseason is because of the fact that they're launching a battle pass. And so this is the preseason to the season one battle pass.
Okay. Have fun with that, Amazon.
You know, it's good on them that they're not giving up right out of the gate with their first game, you know, because they could pull a Google and just be like, well, it failed, so let's not soak any money into it. Goodbye. So they're trying to improve. I don't even know how many people. Let's look. Ready? I'm going to look up and see if it's on the charts for Steam. Let's look at stats. And it is. Okay. Where are you, Crucible? This is not good.
Yeah, not even in the.
Oh, God. I don't see it.
Yeah.
It's not even on the list. That means that it has less than 4,000 players.
Woof. Sounds like Battleborn.
Yeah. Hey. That's, you know what
or
they
that,
did?
Or that Friday the 13th game that Kev keeps playing.
I still love it. Y'all are missing out on classic moments between me and the three other people that play it.
And then the two computer players.
One.
It's funny because they did, one reviewer did compare it to Battleborn.
So, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we compared Battleborn to Overwatch. I mean, so it's just a fucking triangle.
But Overwatch was hugely successful.
Well, yeah, but we still compared.
No.
I said we compared Battleborn to Overwatch.
Let me rephrase. They compared the launch of this game to the launch of Battleborn.
Ooh, that's bad.
Okay, you remember how we've been talking about all these different like gaming pricing schemes and like different things that are happening? Well, now there's another game coming out that is everyone is loved the last one. You remember Trackmania, right? You guys ever play that?
Yeah.
I played that. I played the shit out of that. It's a lot of fun. It's like these really crazy tracks and super speed with these, you know, shit like that.
They have it on PSVR, and that's the first game that made me nauseous. Because you go in those loops and everything like that, and driving in that in first-person VR is nuts.
We talked about, what was it? We talked about a game that you could pay to get in, but then you had to pay for each match. Unless you got onto a subscription of it. Oh, fuck. What game was
that? Yeah, it was that, like Hunger Games fucking thing. What was it called?
Yeah.
The Calling, right?
The Calling.
Yeah. Calling, yeah.
So okay. The Calling came out.
It was like five, $5 a battle or some shit.
Mm-hmm. So, they're like, you could buy it for $5 a battle, whatever, or you could buy the pass that'll get you 10 battles a month. Some shit for $10.
Yeah.
Anyways, Trackmania is coming out. And they're doing the same shit. So they're releasing the game for free. The base game is free. But things like full access to Track Creator will cost $10 a year. There's even a $30 per year tier that unlocks exclusive skins, entry into racing leagues. And, people have been like, hey, this is a subscription model. And the publisher says, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Surprise mechanics.
This is nuts, man. You remember when a game got released and it was just like the full game and you just bought it for $60
uh-huh.
and you were just happy with it? Now they're like, hey, well, I mean, for $30 a year, we get you in. You know what I pay $30 a year for? My Ring video camera subscription. That's worth it. Mm-hmm. This ain't.
But you get access to a game for a year, though. That you'll lose access to after a year.
And then you have to what's buy not like $30 about again, dude. So you don't lose your stuff.
Oh, my God.
What's not to understand here, Jer?
Listen to this. A member of the community said they explained that they'd be willing to pay a one-time fee to access everything, like, you know, buying a game and not have to deal with subscription, which sparked this following response. Actually, it's not a subscription model, but an Actually. Access to the game for a limited time. You pay for having access to the game for one period, and that's it. When the game is over, you have to buy the game again for the time that you want access to it again.
You get it from this winter till next winter. It's not a season pass.
So fucking awesome. All right. EA is, they've renewed their license with the NFL through 2026, yay. Which makes yep. me, yay. It makes me really sad. Obviously it brings the NFL lots of money and there's a safety net in that. So that's why they do it. But it is a shorter time frame, right? Like it's only to 2026. I think the NFL is looking at, 2K as maybe like letting them build up their engines and the game and the flow system and everything in order to make a better game by 2026. Like I think that they will and can make a better sim game than Madden. So that's what this license covers, is the license simulation football, and not arcadey stuff. So 2K will put out arcade NFL games, and then I'm sure by 2026 they're going to take a crack at getting this license. And why not? Because EA is just a they, last year, you know, Kev and I talked about it. Kev and I are big Madden fans,
mm-hmm.
and Doug has seen it as well, and he's laughed at it. The fact that
I've seen it
last I've year, it. I've seen the game. Yeah,
I've seen it. I know what it is.
Last year, you looked up into the stadium, and it still said Madden 2019 on the marquees, and they forgot to update them to 2020, and so it's just a rehash of the same old, same old. It's so fucking
yeah. And 19 was great though. It's yeah. It's too bad they just did 19 part two.
Yeah, and they keep doing.
What was the name of that fucking the long shot?
The long shot. Now that story mode was probably the best writing I've ever seen.
Marshall Ali was in that. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
For like 5 minutes.
He sure was. And then lastly, why not? Let's bring up Overwatch. It's the falling from grace has just been spectacular with this game. They have fiddled with this so many times that it's lost the entire community. The game, just nobody fucking plays it anymore. Nobody I know plays it. There's a couple people maybe, but they keep changing the way the system works. You can look it up. They've changed the rules to... and the flow of the tournaments now and the seasons and everything else. And now they're removing something that they just put in called the hero pools, which it banned certain players from our certain characters from being used. So that way they weren't overused and other players and other strategies would be utilized. But now they're taking it out of competitive play, saying that they've fixed it. They've balanced everybody and everything's great.
I doubt that.
So... I'm guessing that the backlash and people moving away from it has caused this to happen. So
it's a bummer. I like that where they were giving you a certain benefit for picking it. Like you would get either more XP or more favor if you picked a certain class because it was needed.
Well, that's
like that
still
stuff.
In the game.
Oh, okay. That is? Okay.
That is. Yeah. The hero pool just locked out certain characters that you couldn't play in a competitive match.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I haven't played. I stopped playing before you even did. So I have not been back in a while.
Yeah.
I don't know anything new about it.
So I just read the chat.
Uh-huh.
If Jeremy, If Jer shaved his beard and kept his hair growing, he'd look like Michael Cera. I mean, we're we're both Jewish, so that's fair.
Is Michael Cera Jewish?
I don't think so. Maybe, yeah? I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. But, I mean, my hair is getting exceptionally curly at this point in time. This is my natural look. So
there's a website called jewornotjew.com.
No,
he rates a 6. I don't know what that means, but then they said verdict, not a Jew as of June 10, 2010. Wow. What a fucking website.
How do you rate someone and then could then say they're not, or they are?
Yeah, dude, it's really, I don't know what this website is, but I'm going to bookmark this for later. Entertainment. Very informative.
Oh man. Oh, here's
dad's name is Luigi.
Here's all celebrities you really, really thought were Jewish, but aren't. Jason.
Yeah, his dad is Sicilian, and his mother is Irish, Dutch, Scottish, English ancestry. So I guess Sicilian could be, but his dad's name is Luigi.
Mm-hmm. Luigi Sarah?
Luigi Sarah is his dad's name.
Oh boy.
Here's a list. Michael Cera, Elijah Wood, and John Oliver have all applied to their kingdom of sex appeal, but none of them are Jewish. Okay. I don't know why that was.
Everyone's false flagging.
Yeah. It's fucking fakes.
Yeah. Oh, Jerry, you just found out.
Oh my goodness. That's it. That's the show. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Stay tuned for some Q&A. We'll talk to you after the show. It'd be really fun. So Rex says, instead of Amazon reviews, new segment, are they Jewish or not?
Jesus.
That would cause some issues.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.